Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Monday, 29th of September, and it's partly cloudy here in Auroville and humid on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today periods of clouds and sunshine with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, and over the night partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm. Temperatures would be ranging from low 23 to high 31 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from southeast at 10 km per hour with occasional gust on 21 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 26%. From Working Committee, Security Service, Matrimandir and Visitor Centers comes the following announcement. In the view of public unrest and protests in several parts of Tamil Nadu after the conviction of Tamil Nadu Chief Minister of Disproportionate Assess case, they urge everyone to remain vigilant and avoid traveling to Puducherry or other surrounding areas tonight and tomorrow unless absolutely necessary. And Auroville Council regarding the general meetings announces that general meetings announced earlier on 27 September and 4th of October on a code of conduct are postponed until further announcement from the Auroville Council. They are sorry for the inconveniences. On the other side, we received the sad news from AVI Ethiopia that Haymanot Alemu tragically passed away. Many of you might remember him from the time when he has visited Auroville for 3 months in 2012, directed 12 nights by the Shakespeare play, and actively participated in Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in the International Zone, event on Ethiopia. He was a true friend of Auroville, and his support for the AVI meeting in Ethiopia in 2011 was amazing. He had heard about Auroville, did not know much about it, but had an immediate response and support for the work. The writings of Sherubindo touched him deeply, and he took up the work as a chairperson of AVI Ethiopia, and later he came to Auroville for 3 months to visit. He is a brother and friend that it will be sorely missed. And here in studio with us is Jules, remembering Haymanot Alemu. Jill, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Miriam.
It's actually not a happy occasion, but still, Haymanot Alemu, I think he left a memory behind him.
Yeah, for me, a very deep memory, a very, very strong feeling. So forgive me, it's not so easy to talk about, because I remember him when I was living in Washington, D.C., before I even came to Auroville so many, many years ago, maybe 30 years ago when I first met him. And as a young man full of enthusiasm for theater, a very strong actor, he brought his troupe with him to Washington to perform a Chekhov play. And they performed at the theater, which I was a member of, called the Sanctuary Theater in Washington. And I can remember him, if I close my eyes, I can see him on the stage in this wonderful Ethiopian version of a Chekhov play that people were saying, oh, it can't be done. How can an Ethiopian group perform Chekhov? But we, my friends and I, were of the opinion that not only was it possible, but it was absolutely necessary for a variety of theater groups from all over the world to be allowed, I put that in quotations, allowed to play the great classics. So we were very happy to be able to witness this occasion and to present their work.
Hmm. And then I remember Haymanot meeting him for the first time in Addis Ababa in late October in 2011 with AVI meeting there. And a year after, or something like that, less than a year after, he was here, yeah? That was a connection with you, because he put on the stage Twelfth Night by Shakespeare, yeah?
Yes. If I try to remember how it happened, I think we were in touch through Facebook. Yes, now I remember. I actually found him, as you find old friends, on Facebook, one day just surfing around, and there he is. So I got in touch. He asked me where I was. I told him where I was, what I was doing. And somehow, of course, we got into discussing the possibility of him coming here and directing a play. And he said, I would love to. I have a play in mind, which he had directed much earlier in his career. And so we decided then and there that he would come and he would direct Twelfth Night.
Mm-hmm. So how you remember him from the last visit? That was in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still thinking how serendipitous our whole recent meeting and communication was. I mean, if I hadn't found him, I would never have seen him again. He would never have come to Orville. But anyway, he came with all his old notes from the time that he had directed this play before. And he asked me to be stage manager. So that means I had to deal with all the stuff that he shouldn't have to deal with so that he could concentrate on directing. Mm-hmm. And I found it sometimes difficult because he was referring constantly to how it had been performed before. And I was trying to urge him to say, hey, look, you have this new group in front of you, standing in front of you. Why don't you try something different? We're in Orville, we're in India. But he was quite, what should I say? He was relying very much on his feeling or his belief that what he had done before could be translated again into this new experience. So we had some discussions about that. Mm. And, it's difficult because when two directors get together, there's bound to be differences of opinion.
And so I had to really tread. Strong personalities also.
Yes, I had to tread very carefully and remind myself that he was our guest, he was directing, and he should be able to do it as he saw fit. So I had to confine my comments or my suggestions to things that I felt he could hear.
Hmm. On the other side, because 3 months it's not much, but it's still more than average guests. Have you ever discussed with him about Orville or Ethiopia?
Of course.
What was his view?
He was very drawn to it. Of course, he knew that there are already Ethiopian people here, especially Tekeste, who he knew. This is the amazing part. He knew Tekeste as an old friend, so they got to see each other after a long, long time. So he spoke to Tekeste. He made contact with other Ethiopian people, with other African people, and he began through discussion and through reading to understand what was the purpose, what was the vision, mother's vision for Orville, and what we were trying to achieve here. And I think I know that he was very enthusiastic about participating, about reading. I think he felt intuitively how it vibrated with him. And I loved his reaction to listening to and reading Mother. I think he was very fond of her and expressed himself very well. He was, after all, a Christian coming into a country which is not overly Christian. And he had to adapt to the circumstances. But he had a very open heart and an open mind to Orville's vision of what human unity could achieve and how he could participate in that.
Yeah, even before he came here in that visit, he 2011, he became actually chairperson for the ABI Ethiopia.
Yes, I mean, God bless him, huh?
For the library.
Yes.
And as far as I know, there are like 20 members really active.
Yes, I mean, it was really a blessing that he got so interested that he offered to be the liaison person in Ethiopia for AVI. And from what I understand, he was astonishingly helpful in arranging the meeting in Ethiopia, including meeting the president.
He was actually a key person who introduced most. I mean, he started with opening ceremony, and he also introduced all the talks.
Yes,
Yes. And he was the person who also relayed between different groups of Ethiopians who were coming to the talks.
Yes.
That was amazing, yeah.
I just had a flash in my mind of, again, 12th night. And one thing that I remember very strongly is him playing guitar on stage, that he came on in order to help one of the actors who was having difficulty with the role as a singing part. He, with his great generosity of spirit, he came on stage and played guitar and helped the actor overcome his shyness about singing solo on stage. And I thought that was very, I was very touched by that, because he was a very, very generous and very caring person. He was also very strong-willed, knew exactly what he wanted.
Oh, yeah, true. And he wouldn't, I mean, he wouldn't step off that.
No, but I mean, this is one of the qualities of a good director also.
That you insist in the vision you keep.
Yes, mind. Yes, and you draw people towards that vision with the strength of your, sometimes of your willpower.
What shall we say? Safe journey?
Yeah, safe journey, and I still haven't been able to wrap my mind around it, because when you're in touch with such a vital person, and suddenly that person is not there, I don't know, I have to absorb it bit by bit, but we loved you here, I loved you, Haymanot, for your generosity and your enthusiasm, and I hope that your memory will inspire other people on the stage and in our work in Oroville. Thank you so much for coming.
An announcement of our singing festival 2014 in the spirit of one community, one family, and they are announcing the official date 10th and 11th of October, which is Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India in International Zone. The singing festival is all about participation. It's not about one artist performing and about expert musicianship. Its mission is get to the people together to sing. There are not many opportunities for most people to make music and sing songs they love. The programs will consist by the songs by teams or individuals and sing along with the public and with the children choir with a large group of children and adults. And on that festival also the song Do It Now, for the climate change, it will be sung. On Saturday, 4th of October, Sadhana Force presents a live concert by Formidable Vegetable Sound System. Two Australians armed nothing but a ukulele and electro swing beatbox, and they deliver us to the secrets of growing abundance, improving life, and reversing a climate change through the principles of permaculture. The sound system, which takes on many forms, has toured extensively around the world for the past 2 years to festivals such as Glastonbury in UK, Boom in Portugal, Shambhala in Canada, and Symbiosis in USA, and it's coming to India for the first time as part of Vananda Shiva Seed Freedom Fortnight and Bhumi Festival. All events and activities at Sadhana Forest are given in the spirits of gift-free economy. A free vegan organic dinner will be provided during the event. And also the free bus service will be offered to the concert, with departure from Sola Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadhana Forest at 9:30 p.m. And here's an announcement for Portu's purchasing service of stalls and snack bar, that it will be closed on Thursday, 2nd of October, for Gandhi Jayanti. And Oroville Bamboo Center is trying for years now to emphasize the importance of bamboo as eco-friendly raw material capable of meeting many needs in gaining global acceptance among many people. Being a natural gift to mankind, bamboo is very popular due to its multi-purpose use, fast grow, easy propagation, soul-binding properties, and short gestation period. The Oroville Bamboo Center offers training to individuals and groups in October in bamboo construction in two rounds, first run from 8th to 11th October, and second run from 28th to 31st of October, and also a workshop in bamboo furniture from 16th to 18th of October, which would be the program will consist of learning input, theory, instruction, demonstration, and practical work. And flexible training dates are offered to groups. You can contact them for more information on 262-3806. At Savitri Bhavan in International Zone, they were screened today at 6:15, Meditation on Savitri, Book 10, The Book of Double. And the film is done by Manohar with Huta's paintings illustrating passages from Savitri, read by the mother and accompanied by her own organ music. And they are also announcing the October films will be dedicated to Kiri Joshi. The French Pavilion and Chiro present on Saturday, 4th of October at 5 p.m. a documentary directed by Christian and Laurent Lichtenstein. Otherwise, in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, this week they continue with Cosmos series by Carl Sagan. And this week the world is focused on the climate change summit, so don't miss the chance to come and reinforce the wonder of the universe and the earth that we are stewarding. So today at 8 p.m. they will screen episodes 9 and 10, tomorrow episodes 11 and 12, and on Wednesday episode 13. All were made in UK and USA in 1980 by director Adrian Malone and of course Carl Sagan. And from the words of the mother, volume 13, we read, "Be simple, be happy, remain quiet, do your work as well as you can. Keep yourself always open towards me. This is all that is asked from you." Thank you for listening us, so you can contact us on oracleradio.org.